Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about with the challenges. I mean, those are the challenges that you do face from time to time. And, you know, it's tough in a game like this against a really good team on the road. But, you know, you got to try to find a way to win anyway. And we've never made excuses for those kind of things. And the guys who are up there are going to play well, and we've got to find ways to put our guys in the best positions to execute play after play and play a winning football game. You know, that'll be our challenge.
That was John Harbaugh talking about the difficulties of trying to plug those holes when the injuries continue to mount for the Ravens. And they lost five players yesterday in the game. Ronnie Stanley, who it sounds like was far from 100% suiting up in that one.
Last time we saw him try to play a game with that little bit of practice, we remember what it looked like, and he didn't get through it. And I said through the week that's one to watch, because
I was saying Friday I didn't think he was going to play. Yeah. And he didn't last all that long. He has an ankle injury. Roquan Smith, he left yesterday's game due to a hamstring injury. Marlon Humphrey was ruled out due to a calf injury. Nate Wiggins looked like he suffered the most severe injury. He ended up getting carted off due to an elbow injury. But of course, Lamar Jackson being the biggest injury of the bunch, he left due to a hamstring injury.
When you're negligent in building your team from the trenches out, you've become susceptible to this. And when you build your team with all your assets and your DBs, and you want all the DBs in the world on the field, and now teams who already could throw on you despite you building your team that way for years, now without a Matabike and no one to back him up, and Jones beat up, and Brody, and that, look, that is a lot. But they also never brought anybody in to really replace Pierce. And they sat out a potentially generational D-tackle draft, except for a kid who doesn't fit the mold at the very end. Certainly doesn't fit the mold of the kind of D-tackles backups that they needed. Then you run the risk of your connective tissue falling apart. And so the problem now is they can throw it or run it. So you're going to have smaller DBs who are coming down and run support, who are having to deal with screen pass after screen pass, because Lord knows your linebackers can't handle it at all, even the guy you're paying $20 million to. So, and then he leaves the game. So now you're susceptible to those guys getting hurt, coming down and run support. And Nate Wiggins doesn't have the typical NFL build. That's why you were able to get him where you got him. So, like, don't look at this like it's through a vacuum. Like, Matabike was that important. I told you in real time, Lions are going to get 400 yards on them. Lions are going to score at will. Don't look at the numbers with the Chiefs. I had the Chiefs hanging at least 27 on them. I was being conservative. Like, so now how do you combat this? Well, you You really can't. It's a triage unit, and there's too many fires to put out. And soft tissue things can be tricky. But I'll say this about Roquan Smith. He was getting obliterated before he left the game. He was Andy Reid picked on him last year, first game of the season, and picked right back up where he left off. Whoever thought Marlon on Xavier Worthy was a matchup worth fighting for, that made no sense. Roquan couldn't guard Kelsey. He couldn't guard a running back. He couldn't guard the rookie running back. He couldn't guard anybody. And again, if they wanted to run under center, they could have done it all day.
Yeah, Roquan Smith yesterday, pass attempts against him, 3 for 3, 37 yards and a touchdown, almost a perfect passer rating against Roquan Smith. But I also think bringing up all of this and now the injuries, I'm not saying people are using that as an excuse why the Ravens lost. They were getting killed with these guys heading into the second half.
Oh, they'll be using it in the castle.
But what I'm saying is this, Jason. I know in 2021, 2022, they got bit by the injury bug repeatedly. But these past couple of years, the Ravens have been remarkably healthy.
Yes.
And if you look at just last year alone, according to FTN Fantasy's adjusted games lost metric, the Ravens were both the healthiest team of 2024 and the third healthiest team of the past 14 seasons. So they've had remarkably good injury luck where that's just not going to happen every single year.
Well, and let's look at who got hurt. Van Noy, age 36. Ronnie Stanley. We thought his career might have been over 3 years ago. He thought his career might have been over 3 years ago. Ankle. That's a shocker. Really? An ankle? Really? Who could have seen that coming? Right? I mean, again, Nate Wiggins on a play like that. Yeah, his shoulder might blow up if that's what he's doing on a football field. Like, that's the concern about him. Like, are you shocked that a collision like that left him on a cart? I'm not. So, I mean, again, like, and so, yeah, injuries happen, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't also tell me it's the best roster and now you're an utterly non-competitive football team on both sides of the ball. You can't be that great at roster building and construction. You can't have a GM come out after last season ends ingloriously and say, I don't have that much work to do this offseason. Like, you know, this one, usually that's my hardest season, but you know, we got a team. I mean, have you seen our roster? Like we're pretty set. All we got to do is draft a couple rookies. Okay, well, your rookie free safety is really playing like a rookie free safety. Your rookie pass rusher is a nothing burger right now who's being overexposed because the injuries are forcing you to play him more than he have to. Why? How could you have protected that? Clowney looked pretty good last night. You could have done that. for starters, who was begging you to do that all summer long. So I don't want to hear about injuries. They made their bed in a lot of ways, and now they're sleeping in it and they're getting fleas.
It's a mess, and the defense was an abject failure week one when everyone was healthy, but now the concern is this offense, and John Harbaugh about to meet with the media in less than 10 minutes, and what is the status of Lamar Jackson? And the Ravens, they did go out and, of course, get a Cooper Rush in an instance if Lamar has to miss a week or two, but this offense was bad yesterday with Lamar Jackson, and Lamar was certainly part of the problem. That series in which he was called for delay of game twice in a three-play stretch, and then the very next play with an intentional ground, like, I don't know what was going on with this offense, but after that opening drive, which was fantastic, it was horrible.
He looked frustrated. I mean, some of Harbaugh's comments after the game, kind of shining a light on Monk. It didn't look like plays were getting in quickly enough. I think at times Lamar might not have trust. Look, this we can take this back to this stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. What was Lamar's reaction to some of the goal-to-go plays that were coming in last week, just 6 days ago? Okay? So, like, yeah, you lose a Ricard, right? Why was Likely even, we'll get to that, why was Likely even up for that game? Another ridiculous personnel decision. That's on Harbaugh. Jair shouldn't have been up for the first game. I don't know why Likely was up in this game. So now you're playing with a hand tied behind your back.
He was playing late in the game.
And then a couple injuries happen, and now everything's magnified. And so, yeah, I think Monk was feeling the heat. I think Lamar was feeling the heat. The way teams are able to spy them now without having to worry about a 300-pound fullback coming in and cleaning my clock if I do have a delayed blitz while I spy Lamar. Like, a lot of the walls are closing in a lot of ways. It's not bringing out the best in any of them. And yeah, if they've got an acute tackle issue now, and I think they might, there is a path for the Houston Texans to win this game without scoring a whole lot of points.
We're going to get back into the Ravens at the top of the hour, give you a six-pack, our six defensive observations, and boy, was it ugly for that unit again. 2:45, Ravens in another early season hole, and the Steelers are out to a early lead in the AFC North after picking up a win in Dublin. But coming up next, we're going to play some sound from Mike Elias, who held his end-of-season press conference with interim manager Tony Mansellino. What were the biggest lessons that he's learned over the past years? He talked about his promotion, the process of finding a new manager. We're going to play some of his best sound next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. La, 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 la. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.